You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Today, well, I'm going to try to keep my mind on baseball, but it's hard to do when reality seeps in. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, all the places we get your podcasts. Wherever you listen to a podcast, that's where we are. You can listen to us directly on the website, Locked On MLB. You can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or listen to some of the terrific shows we have on the Locked On Podcast Network. What really is your team every day? We've got every single team taken care of. You want Eric talking to you from Locked On Astros. You want Jeff from Locked On Reds. Another Jeff at Locked On Dodgers. You have Gabrielle Locked On Red Sox. Stacy Gotsoulias over at Locked On Yankees. I mean, so many great shows are on there. Taylor Blake Ward, Locked On Angels. Javier's over there at Locked On Padres. AJ's, she's there at Locked On Blue Jays. It's all over the place, and that's great. It's terrific. And you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB underscore net, and we're also at Locked On MLB on Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Okay, now, I want to always stick to baseball. I do. But do you know what? Baseball doesn't take place in a vacuum. Not culturally, not even in terms of the events happening on the field. We've seen how wars affect it. We've seen how race affects it. We saw how 9/11 affected it. We saw how it affected the mood of people in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombing, the Houston flooding, all these things, the Great Depression, everything we could turn to. Baseball has reflected the events going on in the world. Saying stick to baseball is nonsensical because baseball doesn't even stick to baseball. And there have been times here I've tried to hide some political thoughts and everything like that in baseball, but now it's a little more direct. It's a little more direct because the effects of what's happening in the outside world is starting to affect the game. And not in a philosophical or spiritual way, but in terms of where the hell are we going to play the damn game? The coronavirus. You're tired of hearing of it. I'm tired of hearing of it. And I'm not 100% sure what to think of it. Now, it clearly is not just the flu. The death rate is much bigger for the coronavirus, and we also don't know that much about it. It's new. So, yeah, we should be cautious. Yeah, we should treat it seriously. Yeah, it is spreading, and it doesn't care about borders. It doesn't care about politics. It doesn't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or in China or in Canada or in Italy or in France or in Seattle. It doesn't care. But we should care, and we should find a way to react. Not panic, but react. There's a big difference. And to not belittle it and treat it like it's nothing, and also not treat it like it's season one of The Walking Dead. There's a big delta, a big gray area between that. Now, it is a little interesting to find out who the concept of wash your hands a lot has become a new instruction to them. That's interesting. I thought we were all washing our hands, especially before you ate your dinner. But people going out and buying out Costco of all the toilet paper, not quite sure the thought process there. But baseball is being directly affected because of the cases popping up in Seattle. Governor Inslee has made it so there are no gatherings of more than 1,000 people at any event in the Seattle area. Boom. The Mariners are starting the season in a couple of weeks. Boom. That falls under that umbrella. And because of that, the opening series, the first series against Texas and then the series against the defending AL Central champion Minnesota Twins, are not going to be played at Safeco Field or whatever the hell it's called now. I keep calling it Safeco Field. I think it's T-Mobile Field. I'm not even going to look that up because I don't care, and neither Safeco nor T-Mobile needs a plug from me. Besides, I don't think they want to be associated with a virus. That being said, those games have to be played elsewhere, and it's not like it's like, okay, it's April 1st, everything's fine now. We don't know that. Could be. Things could have improved by then. Things could be worse by then. Things could be better by then. Things could have plateaued. Things could be exactly the same. I don't know, and neither do you. And putting people there, okay, let's get tens of thousands of people in a park, elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, passing beers up and down the aisle, seems like a pretty good way to pass other things up and down the aisle. And so, we don't know. We don't know when the season's going to start. And it's not like, as I said before, the disease just took a flight to Seattle and decided to stick around there and eat fish and go to the Space Needle. The Golden State Warriors now play in San Francisco, and they're going to be playing a game in empty arena. The new arena, whose corporate sponsorship escapes me at the current time, is going to be playing an empty game. No fans. And it could very well be that way for the rest of the year. And how is that going to affect the San Francisco Giants? How is that going to affect the Oakland Athletics? How's that going to affect other teams and cities as well? What state has the most reported people infected by the coronavirus is New York. Yankees and the Mets, how's this going to affect them? We don't know. We don't. Now, is this anyone's fault? Is it the fault of someone in China? Is it the fault of Trump? Is it the fault of Nancy Pelosi? Is it the fault of Rob Manfred? Is it the fault of a guy named Clem who I didn't really agree with? Of course not. This is not about fault. But this is about leadership. Now, I'm not going to get into the political leadership that we're having right now, but there's a certain someone in the world of baseball who has to show their leadership in a big way now, because this is one of the big tests. Rob Manfred is not my favorite commissioner. He's not. And I've seen some bad ones. He's not my favorite commissioner. There are a lot of times I have joked saying I wish I loved something as much as Rob Manfred hates baseball, as it seems that everything he wants to propose to the game is from the point of view of someone who doesn't even enjoy the game or enjoy the product. And there have been a lot of times he has made decisions and made proclamations and put his foot down on stuff that is bad for the game, though looks like he's has a mentality that could be leading it to a labor stoppage and the basically wanting to dissolve the minor leagues, water down the postseason, make rule changes that don't really affect the pace of play, and basically going through these ridiculous blackout rules that ruin the way that people consume the game. Those are things I don't like about the guy. But he is the commissioner. He is the person in charge of the game. He has the car keys. So with that in mind, you have the commissioner that you have, not the one that you want. And we need to see a little bit of something resembling leadership from him. Not seeking consensus, not asking the owners what they want. Leadership, making hard decisions. That's what leaders do. That's the job. That's part of the job description, is to make hard decisions and lead. Lead with a capital lead. And baseball can flounder around like a spider in the toilet with its legs dancing all over the place, or it could make some difficult but probably smart decisions, like postponing the start of the season. Now, please, this is not easy for your pal Sully to say. For the practical reason, I do a daily baseball podcast. That's tough to do when there's no season, when there are no games being played. I'm frothing at the mouth because I can't wait for the season to start. I think it's going to be a really fun, exciting season. I think there are some front runners, but I think there are going to be some big surprises and maybe some teams you're not expecting to be really good. And we can look up and say, oh, how are these veteran teams going to be? How are these young teams going to be? How are these new players and new teams going to fare? And I want all that. Are you kidding me? I salivate for that. I remember years based upon what happened, not just in the World Series of the playoffs, but in the regular season as well. That's how I judge time. So to have someone like me say, we got to postpone this, that is saying what needs to happen. Now, I've joked that I want to be the commissioner of baseball, but this is not a joke. We've got to see our commissioner make a decision like this. Because if he doesn't, here's why I'm passionate about this particular point of view. Not that I am in full coronavirus panic. I'm not. I think I made that clear in the first part of this podcast. But here's the deal. I'm also not a fan of creating needless peril, of creating needless cases where there could be infections or contagions when we're still at the gee whiz, I don't know part of the pandemic. When we're still at this part, this is not the time to have big gatherings of people while you're still trying to figure this out. This is not the time to flood a hospital with people who got the virus and they didn't need to be in that situation. To basically thin out the resources and the time for doctors to figure this out and to test people, try to treat people. That's one of the reasons why I'm always kind of angry when people are like getting injuries from like mountain climbing and doing dumb things, needless risks that cause injuries and pain when the doctor should be working on people who got their injuries through accident or through trying to help someone or trying to do the right thing as opposed to, oh, I climbed this or I did that or I bungee jumped. Well, there's a little bit of bungee jump to this for me. What is gained by starting the season right now? What is gained? What is lost if we push the season back a little bit? Seriously. Are you worried it's going to go into November? It's gone to November before. Are you worried that the revenue of those games are going to be lost? Well, if we're talking about playing in empty stadiums, then that argument is flushed right down the toilet along with all that toilet paper bought at Costco. Postpone the start of the season until we know what the heck is happening. Sometimes it just seems that obvious, and I can't understand why it sometimes gets people time to figure it out. I was reading in the book, the Lords of the Realm, which is about the behind the scenes of baseball over the years, and there was a whole section of the book about the controversy about when they should start playing the 89 World Series after the big earthquake we had here in the San Francisco Bay Area that rocked the World Series between Oakland and San Francisco. And the commissioner of baseball and the heads of the government of San Francisco and California were kind of at bonking heads. And baseball, yeah, we got to get these games going. And the mayor and the governor were basically saying, we're still treating people who are in their collapsed homes in the marina. We're not going to add to the security and protection at Candlestick Park. when we're still dealing with the aftermath of this earthquake. And when you read it, you go like, yeah, well, how is this even a conversation? Well, how is this a conversation now? Things are being canceled left and right. And where I'm working, I work with special needs kids, and we're basically wearing hazmat suits at my job. It is a needless risk to shove everyone into a stadium, and it is a mockery of the product to have them play in empty stadiums. Now, I know the Astros are probably thrilled to go on the road in empty stadiums, they'll avoid all the booing. But the fact of the matter is, leadership is needed right now. Leadership right now is, let's postpone it until we know what's happening. The virus is not a fan of the game. It's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to infect some people. Oh, wait a second, the Padres are on. That's not how viruses work. And if this virus does work that way, then that is a tremendous discovery. But I have a hunch that's not the case. We need leadership right now. We need leadership from all points of life. But this is a baseball podcast, so I'll focus on the baseball leadership. I don't say panic. I don't say act like zombies are walking down the street. But I am saying that creating needless infections, needless contagions, I can't even say it, is avoiding that is more important than hitting all the points in your schedule. Listen to us on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app and all those places I said at the beginning of the podcast. Follow us at LockedOnMLB_net on Twitter, LockedOnMLB on Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. I can't stick to baseball because life isn't sticking to baseball. And saying stuff that is so obvious, I can't believe it has to be said. This is Locked On MLB for, what the heck day is it? It's the 12th day of March 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.